looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill and I are talking about one of our favorite destinations that we recently went up to, Asheville, North Carolina. Had a great time.
Asheville was a great location, a lot of good restaurants, a lot of street activity going on. Just walking around the city, you can be entertained. And no part of the city that's really in the new areas they're opening up is a bad part of the city. Just a lot of fun things to do and see.
Well, absolutely. And I really like the Drum Circle, which takes place on Friday nights in Pritchard Park. And that was really just fascinating to see how all different people, very diverse, were just coming together with the drums and dancing and just being out there together, enjoying the energy of it all. It was wonderful.
It's a throwback to the 60s. But again, you have a lot of young people that weren't even around during that period, you know, enjoying that type of atmosphere and getting involved.
That's right. We have to teach the young folks all that fun that we had back in the day.
To give you an idea of what we're talking about here in Asheville, there's a certain area where they have the Drum Circle in the center of town. And people come there bringing their drums, and also people coming there to dance. And I want to give you an idea or a sample of what you're likely to hear and see on a Friday night in Asheville. This really sets the vibe of the city. That sounds great, but you really have to be there to see it. One of the many things you have going on here in the city of Asheville.
You know, I loved it, too. It was just so much energy, so much excitement. And as I mentioned earlier, I mean, it was just great to see so many different people there having fun together.
This is the Drum Circle at Pritchard Park in Asheville, North Carolina.
But now, you know, there were other things for us to do, too. We had a chance to go to Art in the Park and see a wide variety of great crafts and things that are also available for folks who may want to, you know, take advantage of some of the local art and crafts.
That's right. The art and parks were good to see that, to see a lot of hand-carved glass blowing and a lot of beautiful shirts and dresses that were dyed in a lot of various fashions.
Well, you know, I love that. I love a tie-dye now. That's one of my favorites. I guess that's a throwback, too. It really dates me a little bit, but maybe it doesn't because it's becoming back in style now. It's very popular now. But, you know, the best way to see Asheville now is to walk around. And we did quite a bit of walking all over the city, and it really is a walking city. But by the end of the day, I mean, my feet were ready for a great soak, which is why we decided to go to Wake the Foot Sanctuary and shop.
It's a great place. It's a beautiful place to be, a nice atmosphere, and they also is a good place to get nice snacks.
Well, you know, you do need to, you did like the snacks. Although the snacks were really for me during my foot soak, but you did have a couple of those. So you owe me a couple of snacks now, Bill. But, you know, it's a wonderful place to go because immediately when you walk in, I mean, just the fragrance and the different smells as you walk in the door, I mean, it really puts you in a relaxed mode immediately once you walk in the door. But, you know, we need to bring on the owner of Wake the Foot Sanctuary and have her talk about, you know, just all the services that they offer there. Now, Melissa Long, who is the owner of Wake the Foot, has been embracing the simple charms and gestures of Southern culture and decided that she was going to give up that corporate kind of rat race and craziness and actually start her own business. And she started Wake the Foot Sanctuary in May of 2013, which is just a little over a year ago that she started this. And she's having a wonderful success with it. So, Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, you are very, very welcome. And thank you for that wonderful foot soak that I had, because as I just mentioned, I had walked all over Asheville trying to take in all of the sights and sounds of everything. So I really needed that foot soak.
You are most welcome. I'm glad you found some relaxation in our space.
I did. Now tell us, how is it that you went from corporate America to creating such a great oasis of calm at the Wake the Foot Sanctuary? How did you do that?
Well, I just had been thinking for years about all the different roles I had played over the years and really kind of came back to service-based jobs being my most favorite because I love doing things for other people and I love people being happy. It just brings me joy. And so I have always loved spa experiences, but have no experience in, you know, massage or anything like that. But I just felt if I brought a great team together and kind of combined it with a unique shop, that we would have something really unique that people would be drawn to. So.
Well, you know, you have been very successful with that.
That's true. I mean, your atmosphere there is incredible. And a lot of people don't realize that you guys are in the center of Asheville. I mean, you take a couple of steps here, you're in a great restaurant area. A couple of steps there, you're not far from the brewery. I mean, you are in the center. So someone can come, visit your sanctuary, and then go to see something that's just seconds away.
Yeah, that was really critical, you know, finding that location that was pretty central to everything and just, you know, being that great quick stop of respite so people could get some relaxation, get away from it all, and then get back to enjoying Asheville for all the great things that it's about.
Our guest today is Melissa Long. As we continue to talk about Asheville, we're talking about Wake the Foot Sanctuary that Melissa Long is the owner of.
This kind of sets the mood, the music here, that what you would feel in being in such a great place, the relaxing environment of the Foot Sanctuary.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the services that you do offer, because is it only foot soak, or do you do other things like pedicures, or do you do any massages?
Well, our foot soaks are our primary service. They come out in these gorgeous hand-hammered copper bowls. They're about 2 feet wide, and the soaks are about 108 degrees, very luxurious. A lot of them have great softening capabilities. Some have salts that offer detoxification, especially if your feet are sore. But then while you're soaking, you can get massage services. You can get like a head, neck, and shoulder massage, or hand and arm, or the most popular being the foot and lower leg. We don't do any pedicures, but people just go back there, tune out for a little while. They might want to scroll on their iPad or read a book or just be in silence. And they might also offer, we offer tea service. They might have tea service or a few truffles while they're back there. But just an hour is all you need to just recharge and retune and get back to life.
Yeah, you do have those nice snacks back there. Those are the ones that Bill decided that he would have while I was having my foot soak.
Yeah.
But they're very yummy. That's a really nice treat to offer because it does help people relax.
I mean, the aromas were incredible of the place. The aromas, the smells, the atmosphere. I mean, can you talk a little bit about how you created that special atmosphere, how you, the person, when they're there, how they're treated to being the special person?
Yeah, we really work with a lot of local suppliers for the products that not only go into our soaps, but that we sell in the shop. We try very, very hard to be unique with the products that we offer, and we get the staff really involved in formulating our soaks because we change them seasonally. So just, you know, really kind of going through the paces and finding things that are pleasing across, you know, several people that when they walk in, you know, it's just very common for people to say, wow, it smells really good in here, and that just makes us feel great, but that kind of encourages them to wander around and get to know us a little bit better too.
But now you offer some other things too, because you also had candles and people can actually buy some of the products and take them home as well, right? And other things there in the shop. You want to tell us a little bit about the shop as well?
Yeah, we have a private label line that's made in North Carolina for us, and we work very closely with those artisans to develop new scents, to come up with new soap creations, new body washes. They do an amazing whipped shea butter that's, you know, has a lot of organic ingredients in it. We work with a lot of small batch apothecarians. We carry candles. We carry jewelry from a lot of small artisans and just kind of different, all different price ranges from jewelry at $25 all the way up to $150 and everything in between. So just unique things that you can take away remembering your visit with us and remembering your visit to Asheville.
That sounds wonderful to me.
Does somebody have to make a reservation, or can they just walk in from a hard day of touring Asheville to have a foot soak?
We definitely try to accommodate walk-ins as best we can, but we would say that we highly recommend reservations, particularly if you kind of have a time in mind. It's not uncommon, even during the week, this time of year, for us to book out, so we definitely recommend the reservations.
Well, how can people find out more information, things like pricing and your hours and just some of the different options that they have when they come? What's a great website or a great way for folks to find out more information?
Yeah, they can go to www.wakefootsanctuary.com. And on that page, there's a sanctuary tab where they can drop down and look at all our add-on massage options, any packages, maybe if they want to do a group party. And then it lists all of our current soaks as well as any specials that we have as well.
Well, that sounds great. I hope some folks come over because I loved it. I'm ready for another one.
It sounds
great.
The visuals were great. And the one question, quick question I have is, can one buy those great chocolates and cookies and teas at your place?
They can. We sell them, you know, individually. We get our chocolates from French Broad Chocolate Lounge, which is an amazing chocolatier here in Asheville. And we get our cookies from a company called Butter Blossoms in Charleston, just really amazing. And we get good feedback from that. And then the tea that we serve is from a company, small batch company in Massachusetts called Tea Guys, and we've just started selling that retail because everyone's requesting it because they like it so much.
It was so, so good. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all the details about Wake, the Foot Sanctuary. We loved it so much there.
We certainly did enjoy ourselves at Asheville, but we have a couple of things which Anita will talk about before we wrap up this episode.
Yeah, you know, because I really want folks to stay up to date with all the places that we're going and the great things we're finding out, like all the things we found out about in Asheville. So I'm encouraging everyone to go to Facebook and check us out there. So that's facebook.com, and then type in Travel Bags with Anita, and you can find out about updates that we have going on. We're really coasting into the summer, so we want to do some little mini contests and things like that. So the only way you'll know about those things is that you go to the Facebook page, like us, and then see those updates as they come out.
And don't forget, Sapo Island Birdhouses is a great place to go, and that's to find out more. That's sapoislandbirdhouses.com. Phone number 912-223-6515, and head down to the beach.
Oh, I love it. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Thanks for listening.
Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine at the show. Overcome the blow, learn to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real.